are just about to listen to an audio version from a segment from Charlottesville Community Engagement from January 6th, 2023. The headline is Move to Health Equity presents 2021 Transportation Survey Results to City Council. The current administration of the city of Charlottesville has inherited a city government that has struggled to turn ideas for road and multimodal improvement into completed projects. For instance, the Commonwealth Transportation Board awarded 3 Smart Scale grants to the city in 2016, but none of those streetscape projects has yet gone to construction. The city saved up millions for a West Main streetscape project that was canceled last year, with $18.6 million of money reprioritized for the renovation of Buford Middle School. The task of reforming the city's transportation process has fallen to Deputy City Manager Sam Sanders. Last year, he worked with the Virginia Department of Transportation on a plan to fix the city's broken process, including the cancellation of a couple other projects. Last year, the city did not submit any applications through the Smart Scale process. That was one concession to VDOT officials who have become impatient with the city's inability to deliver. Some in the community continue to press the city to do more and remind the city to live up to the lofty goals of a comprehensive plan that imagines a walkable community. On Monday, City Council got a briefing on the results of the 2021 survey from a coalition called Move to Health Equity. Here is Jackie Martin, the coalition's co-chair and an employee at Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Community Engagement at the UVA Health System.
We started as a community action on obesity well over 20 years ago before people were really talking about obesity as a chronic disease. We've transformed over the years to not just look at obesity or any chronic disease in general, but to go more upstream to look and focus on some of the root causes of some of the inequities in our communities.
The group has 4 action teams, and one of them is called Active Communities. Peter Krebs of the Piedmont Environmental Council is a member. In addition to presenting the survey results, he discussed his vision for how transportation planning should be implemented.
Charlottesville's comprehensive plan talks a lot about walking and biking and transit and getting around, but it doesn't provide precise answers about how to do that. So the purpose of this survey is to provide some answers and some ideas about what a better connected community might look like.
This work isn't new for PEC. The Charlottesville Area Community Foundation awarded PEC and the Thomas Jefferson Planning District $180,000 in 2017 for a Strengthening Systems grant. Here's a section from the CACF website, which still lists the project as being underway.
The partners complete plans and execute a community engagement campaign that leverages financial support to build a regional bike and pedestrian trail network in Charlottesville and Albemarle.
That work culminated in the 2019 Jefferson Area Bike and Pedestrian Plan. You can take a look at a link in the newsletter. The Move to Health survey was conducted in the spring and summer of 2021. Krebs said there were under 430 respondents and acknowledged there were not enough University of Virginia students participating, and that the responses did not necessarily reflect the demographics of Charlottesville.
You know, I'm sorry if it seems like I'm being highly critical or whatever throughout this process, but I think folks that are familiar with my work and with the Move to Health Equity, we're very about accountability and about keeping things very real with our work.
Krebs said that many of the comments from the survey are worth reading through, such as nearly a quarter of people writing out that they would like to be able to get to a grocery store on foot or transit without using a car. There were other anecdotes as well.
People talked about lack of sidewalks, lack of bike lanes, buses not running frequently enough, and concerns about being injured by cars or crosswalks not feeling safe.
Advocacy campaigns never come without an ask. And Krebs said the coalition wants council to come up with a mobility plan to implement the comprehensive plan. The city last adopted its bike and pedestrian plan in 2015, That was followed by the Streets That Work plan. Krebs said more planning work needs to be done.
We need to get the basics right, correct sidewalks, correct curb ramps, removing obstructions, and continuous safe routes, and then a more practical transit system.
Other recommendations called for items that are already in the works, such as adding more service on key Charlottesville area transit routes. City Council recently opted to spend an additional $1 million on an effort to get more buses on Route 6, which travels to the Willoughby Shopping Center via Prospect Avenue and the Ridge Street neighborhood. When there are enough drivers in place, the plan is for two additional buses to travel along that route, increasing frequency to twice an hour. City Councilor Brian Pinkston wanted Sanders to weigh in on the practical realities of conducting a mobility plan at this time.
So I know that you and your staff have reams and reams of, lists and lists of sidewalks that need to be fixed, and you're prioritizing, you're in a process of doing prioritization and assigning the correct funds to meet those needs. How does that intersect with a mobility plan per se?
Sanders said new transportation staff that have been hired are trying to understand the work has previously conducted in the last several years.
They're a very disparate set of plans because we've done them at different times with different motivations, and they're not connected. Part of the work that Ben will undertake is actually to try to digest and organize some of that material, putting it together in what we hope will then become a set of strategies for going forward.
Sanders said that work may not be called a mobility plan, but it would be similar to what Krebs recommended. He noted that the transportation planner has only been on the job for 2 months.
We do have a lot of federal funds that are driving a lot of interest and actions. So some of that is important for us to settle on rather quickly so that we'll know how to pursue some of these additional opportunities.
When asked what could be done quickly, Krebs responded that the hiring of additional crossing guards at the beginning of the school year was a big help. He also said the city should do what it can to address West Main Street. Sanders has previously told council that West Main is not a priority for staff time, given council's cancellation of a project that had three phases fully funded. Sanders said the city has limited resources, but finally, there is one element in place that has been missing for many years.
We have done a great job as a city determining things that we need to study. We have done a great job of finding the funds to pay for plans. And we've done a great job of being able to figure out what all the various issues are. So that's a good thing. The bad thing is that in some instances, we've taken a plan and basically replaced or diminished the prior plan that was never fully implemented just because we have more current information. And that's a lot of places do that. So that's not a criticism of Charlottesville. It's just the state of being. But what we have not done previously is that we've not actually had anyone to own this effort, this work. And we now have that. With Ben Chambers stepping in as our new transportation planner, we actually have someone to drive this, literally drive this process forward.
How will this process move forward? For me, one story at a time. You have been listening to a segment from the January 6th, 2023 Charlottesville Community Engagement, made possible here on Information Charlottesville. All of this is produced by Town Crier Productions and me, Sean Tubbs. If you have questions about this, please drop me a line if you can find my email address. It's really difficult to describe email addresses, and I expect you to hear them and write them down. But you can probably find it. Drop me a line, ask me questions, infoseville.com.